东城区2016至2017学年度第二学期初三综合练习一英语听力考试现在开始。请打开试卷第一页，请看听力理解部分。一，听对话，从下面所给的 ABC 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话你将听两遍。
Number 1. Tom, what's your favorite fruit?
I like apples. They are delicious.
Tom, what's your favorite fruit?
I like apples. They are delicious.
Number 2. What's the weather like today?
It's sunny. A good day for swimming.
What's the weather like today?
It's sunny. A good day for swimming.
Number 3. What do you want to be when you grow up, Jack?
I want to be a doctor like my father.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Jack?
I want to be a doctor like my father. Number 4. I can't find my glasses, Emma. Did you see them somewhere?
You're just wearing them, Grandpa.
I can't find my glasses, Emma. Did you see them somewhere?
You're just wearing them, Grandpa. Number 5. Excuse me, can I park the car here?
Sorry, I'm afraid you can't. Look, there is a no parking sign.
Excuse me, can I park the car here?
Sorry, I'm afraid you can't. Look, there is a no parking sign.
R. 听对话或独白，根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第六至第七小题。
Hello, may I help you?
Well, I want to buy a skirt.
We have a lot in the store. Come this way, please.
I like this skirt. It looks great.
You really have a good taste. This skirt is popular.
The yellow one looks nice. So does the purple one. Which one do you think is better?
I think the yellow one fits you. You can try it on.
Yes, it's beautiful. I will take it.
Hello, may I help you?
Well, I want to buy a skirt.
We have a lot in the store. Come this way, please.
I like this skirt. It looks great.
You really have a good taste. This skirt is popular.
The yellow one looks nice. So does the purple one. Which one do you think is better?
I think the yellow one fits you. You can try it on.
Yes, it's beautiful. I will take it.
Please listen to a dialogue, complete the eighth to ninth question.
Hello.
Hello. Could I speak to Lisa, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Lisa. This is Jim. Would you like to go to a concert this Sunday?
Sure. What a good idea. What time will it start?
At 7:30.
Where shall we meet?
I can pick you up at your house.
Okay. What time?
Is 5 o'clock okay?
Fine. Well, see you at 5 Sunday evening.
Right. Looking forward to it.
Me too. See you then. Hello.
Hello. Could I speak to Lisa, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Lisa. This is Jim. Would you like to go to a concert this Sunday?
Sure. What a good idea. What time will it start?
At 7:30.
Where shall we meet?
I can pick you up at your house.
Okay. What time?
Is 5 o'clock okay?
Fine. Well, see you at 5 Sunday evening.
Right. Looking forward to it.
Me too. See you then.
Hey,
Nancy. What are you doing?
I'm just watching some television.
I'm so bored. I don't know what I'm going to do today. And it is only 10 in the morning.
Me too. Do you think we are boring people?
I don't think we are boring. It's just that we don't have any hobbies.
That's right. What do you think we should do as a hobby?
That all depends on what you like to do. For example, I like to draw on the notebook. So I'm thinking about doing some real drawings.
I like to play the piano for fun.
Yeah, that can be a good hobby.
Hobbies are great. I'm going to make a list of all the things I like to do.
That's a great idea. I'm going to do the same. Hey, Nancy, what are you doing?
I'm just watching some television.
I'm so bored. I don't know what I'm going to do today. And it is only 10 in the morning.
Me too. Do you think we are boring people?
I don't think we are boring. It's just that we don't have any hobbies.
That's right. What do you think we should do as a hobby?
That all depends on what you like to do. For example, I like to draw on the notebook. So I'm thinking about doing some real drawings.
I like to play the piano for fun.
Yeah, that can be a good hobby.
Hobbies are great. I'm going to make a list of all the things I like to do.
That's a great idea. I'm going to do the same.
Alex, you look worried. What's up?
Oh, Lucy, have you ever lent some money to your friend?
Yes, but only sometimes. Why do you ask?
I lent $20 to my friend David last week. He said he would give it back soon. And now I need the money back to buy some books.
Then you should ask David to return the money to you.
Yes, I have tried. But he said he didn't have the money yet. And then he became mad at me.
Well, he should pay you back. It's all about the trust.
Yes, I agree with you. He probably thought that I didn't trust him.
Well, I think you should talk to him about it next time you see him. He probably feels as bad about it as you do. Neither of you said anything really bad, did you?
No, we didn't. I guess you're right. We should make things up.
Of course you should. You wouldn't want to break up with David just because of this, would you?
No. After all, we are friends.
Alex, you look worried. What's up?
Oh, Lucy, have you ever lent some money to your friend?
Yes, but only sometimes. Why do you ask?
I lent $20 to my friend David last week. He said he would give it back soon. And now I need the money back to buy some books.
Then you should ask David to return the money to you.
Yes, I have tried, but he said he didn't have the money yet, and then he became mad at me.
Well, he should pay you back. It's all about the trust.
Yes, I agree with you. He probably thought that I didn't trust him.
Well, I think you should talk to him about it next time you see him. He probably feels as bad about it as you do. Neither of you said anything really bad, did you?
No, we didn't. I guess you're right. We should make things up.
Of course you should. You wouldn't want to break up with David just because of this, would you?
No. After all, we are friends.
Good
morning, boys and girls. Welcome to our sports camp. Before you are divided into groups, I'd like to give you some information about your stay in the camp this week. During your time here, you'll play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there are training programs that you have to take part in. But you will have a free choice at afternoon activities. Now, clothes. You can wear your sports suits for most sports. And you'd better bring shorts and t-shirts each day as well. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure that you have two pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunches are served in the dining room between 12:30 and 1:45. We also have a shopping centre where you can buy drinks, chocolates and biscuits. But a word of warning, don't eat too much at a time or you won't be able to run fast.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to our sports camp. Before you are divided into groups, I'd like to give you some information about your stay in the camp this week. During your time here, you'll play at least 12 different sports. In the mornings, there are training programs that you have to take part in. But you will have a free choice at afternoon activities. Now, clothes. You can wear your sports suits for most sports. And you'd better bring shorts and t-shirts each day as well. We do both outdoor sports and indoor activities, so please make sure that you have two pairs of sports shoes with you too. Lunches are served in the dining room between 12:30 and 1:45. We also have a shopping centre where you can buy drinks, chocolates and biscuits. But a word of warning, don't eat too much at a time or you won't be able to run fast.
Hello,
Cambridge Language College.
Hello, I'd like to attend one of your classes.
Oh, yes. Which course are you interested in?
English. That's course 139.
I see.
Course 139 is for beginners. Is that the course you want?
Yes, it is.
Right. Do you want the short course or the long course?
The long course, please. That's 12 weeks, isn't it?
Yes. Now, I need to take some personal details first. Your name, please.
Maria Silva. MariaSilva.
Thank you. And what's your nationality?
I'm French. I'm a student at university in Paris. I'm here for the summer.
I see. So you speak French and any other languages?
No, just French and a little English.
What's your address here?
Oh, it's 24 Appletree Road.
OK. Now then, Maria, do you have a telephone number?
Yes, it's 742-980.
742-980. That's fine. The English Long Course for Beginners starts at 7 p.m. next Monday.
OK, I will arrive there on time. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome. Hello, Cambridge Language College.
Hello, I'd like to attend one of your classes.
Oh, yes. Which course are you interested in?
English. That's course 139.
I see. Course 139 is for beginners. Is that the course you want?
Yes, it is.
Right. Do you want the short course or the long course?
The long course, please. That's 12 weeks, isn't it?
Yes. Now, I need to take some personal details first. Your name, please.
Maria Silva. MariaSilva.
Thank you. And what's your nationality?
I'm French. I'm a student at university in Paris. I'm here for the summer.
I see. So you speak French and any other languages?
No, just French and a little English.
What's your address here?
Oh, it's 24 Appletree Road.
OK. Now then, Maria, do you have a telephone number?
Yes, it's 742-980.
742-980. That's fine. The English Long Course for Beginners starts at 7 p.m. next Monday.
OK, I will arrive there on time. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome.
Listen and comprehend. 到此结束。